Welcome to the weekly podcast of Epworth United Methodist Church in Berkeley, California. Reverend Odette Lockwood Stewart, pastor of Epworth United Methodist Church, spoke on Christmas Day, December 25, 2005. Her sermon was titled, Arise and Shine. In order to shine, at first we have to wake up and pay attention. The lectionary readings are Psalm 98 and John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and verse 14.
Ella is our eldest grandchild. She's 7 years old. And last Monday, Ella was so excited about Christmas coming that she could not get to sleep. So I don't know how or if she slept last night. But it took me back to when our son Andrew was little. We had to make a rule in our house that we clarified every single Christmas. And that was that Andrew was not allowed to come into our bedroom to wake us up on Christmas morning until it was morning. Until he could see even just the tiniest bit of light in the sky. One year I got up in the night and went to get a drink of water, and I peeked into Andrew's room, and I saw our son sitting at the window, staring into the darkness, perfectly still, waiting for the light. Nobody has to shout, rise and shine on Christmas morning. I know it has a lot to do with presents under the tree, but it also has to do with lights and music and tastes and smells. It has to do with a sense that something big is happening and the suspended time of Christmas vacation, something like living in an altered state of expectation. No one has to shout, rise and shine on Christmas morning, for children, that is, once they know there is cause for great expectation. But when we grow up, when we grow out of expectation, when we stay up late or when we work too hard, when we get distracted from the star of wonder by lesser light, sometimes we need a little prodding or poking, or at least a reminder shout, arise and shine. This is the day we celebrate that Christ is born. All the Advent calendars are completed. The time for waiting, expecting, saying not yet is over, and the promise is present. There's been a lot of conversation about not having church on Sunday morning when Christmas falls on Sunday, and I'm glad we're here this morning. I'm glad we're here this morning to mark this day, to mark this morning, to arise and shine from the very beginning. The light has come and we have everything we need for that light to shine in us and through us to the world that God so loves. Beth Richardson is a deacon from Nashville, Tennessee, and she writes about an encounter she had not long ago. She writes, a couple of years ago, I was sitting at Starbucks having a meeting with a coworker. I was talking, I'm sure, about some incredible idea of mine when I noticed a tall, scruffy-looking, older man shuffling toward me. His hair was a mess, and he walked funny and with a cane. And as he passed near me, I instinctively reached down and secured my purse. A few seconds later, my coworker leaned over to me and said, "Did you see that? Johnny Cash just went into the men's room." "Oh my gosh," she writes. "I thought Johnny Cash was a homeless person who was going to steal my purse. If I can't recognize Johnny Cash, how am I going to recognize Jesus in the people around me?" In order to shine, at first we have to wake up and pay attention. Pay attention even to the homeless persons that you think might steal your purses, whoever they are. Richardson continues, "I have to pay attention to free myself from fears, assumptions, prejudices almost woven into my very cells. I want to see the brightness of God in the people I meet. That's the only way to see Jesus." If we can be convinced that what awaits us every day is yet another experience of the brightness of God in the people we meet, then we will be as eager to get up as a child on Christmas. Okay, I know that's stretching it. That's not going to happen. But at least we will begin searching for the gifts that we know are awaiting us. Right now, I know that there are members of this community facing trials and carrying burdens that make it hard to open your eyes, let alone get up, let alone stare out through darkened windows. One of the amazing gifts for me of our Advent installation, which has been so beautiful, hasn't it just been lovely, has been the windows, the darkened windows, even windows that reveal only solid walls behind them, become doors to mystery and ministry when you light one candle. When I get up every morning, I get to behold the light you shine into the world in endless variety of ways. Last night was the second year we had an early children's Christmas Eve service. Were any of you here last night? It was so magnificent. The sanctuary was filled with delight and mystery and love and laughter. Nancy ran out of angel costumes. There was a rush on angel rolls. We saw the brightness of God shining in the faces of a beautiful Christmas star. I saw the holy shining in the faces of the Holy Family. I walked with wise queens seeking Jesus and shepherds who had a lot of noisy sheep to contend with. And I saw dancing angels guide the littlest angels. And the story of Christmas came alive in surprising ways. The light of Christ shines in the commitment and the excitement of the volunteers leaving for Mississippi tomorrow to make a difference in the lives of people that we don't even know. It shines in the crews who regularly prepare meals for the men at the homeless shelter downtown. But it also shines in families that are risking honest reconciliation. It shines in youth asking troubling questions. It shines even in those who can't be physically present with us, but who pray for us, who pray for you every day as a ministry. It shines in ministry of music and the arts, in the light of those who face surgeries, illnesses, accidents, with courage, vulnerability, humor, faith, and in those who just plain show up for each other and for children in our community, and for justice in our nation and world. A couple of weeks ago, at our church conference, 100 people gathered to celebrate ministry and connection and to dream and to enjoy a fabulous Christmas brunch. Our superintendent, Jane Schlager, had asked us to prepare a report on how Epworth Church has shown compassion in the last year. And I just asked, rather than preparing a report, for anyone to name, to call out the things that they had experienced or they had witnessed as compassion through this community. Do any of you remember that? It was like a river of light, and we praised God for each one. I praise God for the many ways you arise and shine that I am not even aware of. The first chapter of John's Gospel tells us what has come into being in Christ was life, and life was the light of all people. We are created to live life abundantly with the image of God stamped upon our heart. Kabbalah says, first we receive the light, then we impart it. Thus we repair the world. Writing of the Festival of Lights, Jan Richardson offers this poem. Bless the feet that dance in Guatemala, in El Salvador, in the midst of the night, in Nicaragua, in Argentina. Bless the hands that clap in Haiti, in Rwanda, the rhythm of liberation in Palestine, in Bosnia, in the United States. That light a match in the dark, in you, in me, and carry the coming dawn. Arise and shine, for you carry the coming dawn. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have comments, please send them to epworthberkeley@gmail.com. That's EPWORTH berkeley at gmail.com. The website of Epworth United Methodist Church is www.epworthberkeley.org. That's www.epworthberkeley.org.